June 2008. Nature mostly goes by the book, but not always. Cutting the grass in a shady corner, I found a flower that was new to me. That discovery itself wasn't unusual. Each year, a couple of unknown wildflowers come my way. It's worth taking the time to get out the guidebook and identify them. It's also an excuse to quit mowing the lawn. Sometimes a new species takes a bit of tracking down, but eventually it finds its place and its name in the pages of the book. Not this time. The specimen at hand was a slender 6-inch stem, leafless, branched once, with a single flower at the end of each branch. The inch-wide flowers had 6 slim white petals, green-striped outside. What was it? I went through my wildflower guide, then I went through it backward, then I turned it upside down and went through it again. The mystery flower looked most like gold thread, a small buttercup of the North Woods, but it was bigger than the book said gold thread ought to be. I never did put a name to it. Now maybe it was a great rarity, or even a species new to science, but my curiosity has its limits. I decided it was merely a plant that had too many petals or too few, a plant that didn't know how to behave. I wrote it off. In the end, its refusal to take its place in the taxonomic scheme made it not more interesting, but less.